All right. Good morning to everyone I haven't spoken to. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Feel blessed and favored by God and ready for whatever challenges God allows for us to meet on this week. There's a story about a man who for many years went to professional baseball games, not only to enjoy the games and support the team, but also to catch a foul ball or home run to keep as a souvenir. His quest for getting a baseball became so desperate that he began going to the batting practices of the St. Louis Cardinals just to snag a foul ball. On one occasion, he met a 5-year-old boy who was also trying to get a ball. His name was James. James would walk up and down along the fence, talking to the players on the other side of the fence, trying to pronounce their names, and would ask, "Can I have a ball, please?" Though they smiled and were amused, they never gave little James a ball. I told little James the names of the players and taught him how to pronounce their names, but when he asked, all it did was amuse the players. And then finally I told James, the man talking here, that if I got a ball, I would give it to him. But I really didn't expect that to happen because I've been trying to get a ball for the past 28 years. But as you would know it, 5 minutes later after promising James that I would give him my ball, you guessed it, I caught one. And yeah, I gave it to James. Then the author of the story shares with us the moral of the story. He writes, "I wonder if God often waits to give us something only when we are willing to give it away." Think about it. Many of you perhaps are familiar with the story of Hannah. She was the barren wife of her husband Elkanah, who had also another wife who provided him with many children. But Hannah, though desperately trying to have children, she remained barren. One day, she went to the temple to pray, and she was so passionately praying for God to give her a son that Eli the priest scolded her for being drunk. But once he understood her dilemma, he prophesied that before this time next year, you will have a child. Her bird was lifted, and that same night she conceived a son. Later that year, after the child was born, Elkanah was going to the temple to make a yearly sacrifice to God, but Hannah didn't go. She said, "After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always." In other words, she was giving her son back to God to serve God. Here we see Hannah giving God an ultimate sacrifice after God had given her what she so desperately needed. She gave God her only child. She prayed desperately for a son, and God blessed her with one. And out of an overwhelming sense of gratitude, she gives this child back to God. When our sacrifices come from things we desperately want, need, and love, then God uses those sacrifices to bring great blessings to his people. Think about it. 2 fish and 5 biscuits. What are they to feed a multitude of people? But when that boy gave his lunch to Jesus, it fed thousands. Or the empty barrel of meal with only a few morsels for another day to eat. The widow of Zarephath and her child were in the time of famine, but when Elijah came, he told her, "Before you cook a meal for yourself, give me the meal." And she did. And because she gave that which was precious and dear, it saved her life, the life of her son, and the life of Elijah in the time of famine. So we can see here, my sisters and brothers, when we make those great sacrifices, God greatly brings blessings into our lives. And by the way, the name of the son that Hannah gave back to God to live in the temple for the rest of his life was Samuel. That's right. Samuel, the great prophet of Israel, who anointed Israel's first two kings, Saul and David. Hannah was barren, but when she had a child, she gave that child back to God. The widow of Zarephath had only enough meal for one more day of life, but she gave it to the prophet. The boy with a small lunch only had enough for himself, but he gave it to Jesus. And in every case, these sacrificial gifts brought great blessings to the ones who gave, but more importantly, these sacrificial gifts brought great blessings to the people of God. What we give does matter to God, but what matters to God most is why we give. For herein lies the secret to bountiful blessings. Let's pray. The doorway of this week is opening before us, God. We are about to cross the threshold into a new, mysteriously wonderful week. We don't know what lies ahead. We don't know what dangers or blessings are before us. But we are purposed, God, to walk with you through this door into our future. And so we thank you. We hear you talking, God, through this morning dedication on how you desire your people to sacrifice so that you might bring blessings into the land. Yes, you told Malachi to tell the people that if they would give, that you would heal the land, that you would bless the people. And certainly, God, we are living in a time where the land needs to be healed with rising inflation rate and rising cost and desperation in the streets and a war brewing that threatens the entire world. You need, God, a people who are willing to bring and usher in blessings, your blessings, into the world. And so we hear you this morning. We pray, O God, that we love you enough and that we love humanity and each other and our people enough that we see the importance of giving, and that as we give, it is not the amount that matters, it is the reason that matters. So God, inspire us to be givers, true givers, loving givers. Givers, O God, who desire to see your blessings flow into the land. Givers, O God, who have a love for your people and desire that your kingdom might come and manifest its presence more brilliantly on earth. So use us, God, that not only will we give of our resources, but we will give of ourselves, that we will sacrificially give our time, that we will sacrificially give our thoughts and our skills and our gifts and our talents for the well-being of your people. Yes, then and only then will we experience true joy, for it's better to give than to receive. And then when we give in this fashion, we know, God, that we will hear your welcome voice say, servant of God, well done. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to serve you this day, this week. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, that brings us to an end, my sisters and brothers. Hope that you're ready now for the week. Continue to pray. Continue to search and seek after God and discover true, real, and lasting blessings that only God gives. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you, Pastor. Pastor, be blessed.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everybody.
Nikki, you ready? God bless you, everybody. Love you all.
Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
All right.